Hi, good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for coming. About 10 minutes ago, made everybody sitting in the back move up front. So those of you sitting in the back, if you want to move up front, I appreciate it. The panel would appreciate it. I think during Q&A, it's going to be really difficult to hear from all the way in the back. So just a bit of encouragement to get you all up here up front. Only one of our presenters will be showing slides today, but it also will be a lot easier to see them the closer you are. So, I sound like a preacher. I'm not. But I'm Donna Berry, and I would like to welcome you all to this session this morning. I will be moderating our panel on the Global Health Initiative, the state of the U.S. Global Health Initiative. And we have four really terrific panelists here to talk about where we are with the initiative, how we are integrating it, integrating all the programs under the Global Health Initiative, as well as country participation and country ownership of the process, et cetera. So I think we're in for a really interesting session. I want to also just let everybody know that this is a session organized by the International Health Section of the American Public Health Association. And we sponsor lots of different talks throughout the course of the conference, and I hope you made it to many of them. And I hope you didn't make it to too many of the ones that I moderated, so you don't have to hear me all the time. But I just want to let you know that we do have a section. It's a great, exciting section, and we welcome everyone's participation in it. So our first speaker today is Catherine Monahan, who's joining us from the State Department. And she is the Deputy Executive Director for the Global Health Initiative. And before this, she was Counselor for International Development and a USAID representative for the European Union in Belgium. And she's had multiple other positions with State Department and USAID, lived all over the world, and is, she speaks Japanese. That's very cool. And so we're going to have everybody go for hopefully around 12 minutes with their presentation, so we have a lot of time for discussion at the end. So we will take questions and comments at the end of everyone's presentation. So with that, I will open up with Catherine Monahan.
Thanks very much, Donna. It's great to be here today to discuss the Global Health Initiative, a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, with this terrific group of people on the panel and all of you. My goal in the next 12 minutes or so, 12 minutes exactly, right, Donna, is to paint the picture of the USG Global Health Initiative for you. I'll start out by trying to define the Global Health Initiative, maybe in my words, then go on to talk a little bit about our GHI HQ here in Washington, talk a little bit about the GHI plan and focus, and finally speak a bit about our most immediate challenge, which you might guess is the current budget environment. First of all, so the definition of GHI, as many of you may know well, it was announced in May 2009 by President Obama with the goal of focusing the nation and the world on global health challenges and targets. The announcement made global health a priority for the administration and highlighted the significant American commitment in this area, which includes dedicated funding, staffing, collaborative efforts around the world through a very complex org chart of USG, multilateral, and private actors. Our office, the Office of the Global Health Initiative, is the headquarters of the President's Global Health Agenda in poor countries. It embodies the President's and the Secretary's vision and aspiration for life-saving prevention, care, and treatment around the world. It is first and foremost about global health goals and impact, making a difference in the lives of millions of people in countries all over the world because Americans care. We bring all the resources of the U.S. government together to do this work in the most effective and efficient way. That means bringing all available goals, resources to the table, including the best science, policy, and practice learned from our domestic health efforts. Our office of GHI here in Washington is located at the State Department, but in fact, a staff of more than 15 public servants, of that staff of more than 15, there are only two career State Department employees, two of us, that's it. We've collected the best and the brightest from the core agencies working in global health to put their collective heads together and think about how we can work better together to advance global health. And we've come up with some remarkable things in the office. I'd like to acknowledge a couple of members of the office in the audience today. From HHS, we have Marita Ival, and from HHS NIH, we have Daniel Singer. So they're right up in front here. So after the meeting, if you want to talk about how the office really works, talk to Marita and Daniel. But it's great to have a group of colleagues that are so diverse from different agencies, all working together in one place, thinking about one goal. So Marita and Dan work with colleagues from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, U.S. Agency for International Development, the Office of the Global AIDS Coordinator, in our office. We also hold regular meetings called Strategic Council meetings, which bring together the broader group of U.S. government agencies and offices that support global health in Washington and in country. And that group includes the Department of Defense, the Peace Corps, Treasury, Food and Drug Administration, a whole host of other people who are interested and at least in some way involved in what we're doing globally. I'd like to take a few minutes then to talk about the GHI strategic focus. The administration has put together a unified strategy on global health that focuses cost-effective and results-oriented framework. Moving forward, it's important for us to focus investments and technical expertise to expand existing platforms and work with the government, private sector, multilateral partners to make a lasting difference. So in that context, we've actually put together, up until now, 29 in-country GHI strategies that bring all the principles of GHI together and try to integrate our main focuses in-country in a coherent way, in a way that makes global health more efficient and U.S. support of global health more efficient. The three main focuses that GHI have are huge baskets of important issues. The first one is saving mothers and children. The second one is creating an AIDS-free generation. And finally, our final focus is challenging the world. The first focus, saving mothers and children, I'm sure you could make the list of the things that that includes. It's a very broad basket of challenges. It's about reducing maternal mortality, newborn and child mortality. It's about family planning, reproductive health, including reducing unintended pregnancies. It's about empowering women and girls who make the health decisions for families, achieving near zero malaria deaths, universal coverage of immunizations, near elimination of pediatric AIDS. You can go on and on about what that means, but it's about supporting women and families in developing countries in health. The second category is really exciting for us because we've made such great progress. The idea of creating an AIDS-free generation is really just starting to feel a little bit closer to real. So our achievements to date, we now have 3.2 million on life-saving treatment. That is a great number. Preventing mother-to-child transmission of HIV for more than 600,000 HIV-positive women, allowing more than 114,000 infants to be born HIV-free. We have 11 million in care and support, including 3.8 million AIDS orphans and vulnerable children. We've provided HIV counseling and testing for nearly 33 million people, providing the critical entry point for services, including TB services, malaria service, prenatal, postnatal, pregnancy services. Around all of those achievements, we have a number of very exciting new technologies and solutions which really do allow us to dream of an AIDS-free generation. The PMTCT, Preventing Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV/AIDS, successes have been dramatic. We really are at the point where if we can find the mothers before they give birth, we can make sure that that child will not have HIV. Treatment as prevention is really getting to the point where we can stop vectors, we can stop the spread of HIV. Things like microbicides, male circumcision have promising results, and the future is just looking really good. So we're very excited about that second tier, the creating an AIDS-free generation. The third tier is called challenging the world. And that's a tough one because it's not just about us, it's about all of us. But you can't do these kinds of things without all of us involved. So it's about NGOs and civil society. It's very importantly about country ownership, recipient countries, playing their parts, taking up the health leadership, putting their own resources in the efforts that we're developing in country. And finally, it's about other donors, working with them multilaterally through organizations like the Global Fund. It's a huge basket of important aspirations that we care about and we're developing under the President's policy agenda for development and health. The last thing I have, if I have time, Donna, do I have time? 4 minutes. I have 4 minutes to talk about the most immediate crisis to global health right now. Our most immediate challenge, really, the most immediate challenge to our goals and vision for saving lives around the world is the economy and the current budget crisis. The good news is that GHI, the Global Health Initiative, has already been focused on developing efficiencies to drive more and better results with the same foreign assistance dollars. As you know, we are making very difficult choices because funding is short. As I've said, we have made significant and even dramatic progress toward creating an AIDS-free generation, toward saving mothers, children, families by eliminating deaths from preventable diseases such as malaria, TB, even diarrhea. America is the world leader in foreign assistance for global health. And that reflects the knowledge, expertise, and values of everyone in this room. It's all about you, too. Everything domestic also goes abroad. The global health does not have borders. So this is really important for each one of us. We have a strong and vibrant health community in the United States with much to share with the world. We are proud that Americans share their depth of knowledge and their deep commitment with the rest of the world. It will be very important to sustain that commitment and leadership, and we ask each of you to help us with that in this very difficult budget year. Thanks very much. I'm very interested in your questions and the engagement component of this with our panel. Thanks very much.